Live from SEO8, it's news from the floor.
Hi, this is John West reporting live from SEO8 in Austin, Texas. I'm here with Jim Falgu, the chief technologist of DataRush at Pervasive. So, Jim, hi, thanks for being with me. Tell me a little bit about your product and your technology and what you're doing at the show.
We are building a framework which allows you to build applications for very data-intensive type jobs that fully take advantage of multi-core. This framework is built totally on Java, and so it's focused not only on runtime scalability, but also on design time scalability. So when you're using DataRush, when you're writing code, you don't have to worry about parallel constraints. You don't have to worry about how do I thread my code. It helps you do that. The framework is actually built in a way that when you build your code, you automatically take advantage of pipeline parallelism. We have other types of parallelism you can take advantage of within the framework also that make it very easy to, take advantage of multi-core systems without having to write a lot of low-level hardware. So that way you focus on the problem at hand instead of focusing on writing your own threading code, writing your own threading libraries.
So you mentioned that it's based on a Java framework. Java hasn't traditionally had a big footprint in HPC.
That's true.
Can you talk a little bit about the performance that you're seeing and the experiences that maybe some early customers have had?
Absolutely. So it's very interesting, and that's true. Several years ago, Java was definitely behind in performance than native code. But over time, with the improvements that have been made in the just-in-time compiler, the JIT, you have dynamically compiled code that actually can take advantage of the machine that you're running on. And so you can take that same code, run it on different machines, and it'll get jitted, dynamically for that particular platform. And that allows that code then to take advantage of that platform to be optimized for it. Whereas with a static compiler, you don't really get that advantage. And so we've actually seen on certain benchmarks where Java code can actually outperform native C code because of that dynamic nature. And so I think over time, we've seen Java grow quite a bit and the JVM become a very stable platform to build on. Lots of new languages are coming out that are built on top of the JVM. And so I think, again, that's an indication of just how mature the JVM is and how well-suited it is for doing high-performance computing.
So when a developer sits down to start using DataRush and employing it in for their problems and their products, what do they see? Is it visual interface that they build their application with? How does that work?
Right now it's a Java API, and so you would actually, there are several ways you can approach it. You can build what we call compositions within DataRush, and that's where you're actually building your data flow graph because we're based on a data flow architecture. And so you can use the vast number of components we have within our component library and build applications using them. It's somewhat analogous to like the Unix command line shell, where you've got all these commands, you can pipe them together to build these different applications. It's very similar to that. So we have these components, you stitch them together using our composition API in Java, and then you execute them. You can do that through the command line, or you can do that through our Java API also. And you can also extend the library to write your own operators. And again, when you do that, you don't have to worry about threading, you don't have to worry about synchronization. All of that's handled for you by the framework. So it's a very simple programming model.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Great. Thank you, John.